Penguin Random House Audio presents Why Not Me? This is the author, Mindy Kaling. Hello again. In seventh grade, I started at a new school. On the first day, I was so anxious to make friends, I brought a family-sized bag of Skittles to homeroom so I could pass them out and entice my new classmates to talk to me. "Do you like Skittles?" I asked. Kids would nod cautiously. "Here, take some. I'm Mindy," I said, trying to rope them into conversation. It didn't work very well. Even back then, the kids thought this was suspicious behavior, like I was covering for something unseemly that they couldn't quite pinpoint. Still, I persisted, striking up conversations like a middle school Hare Krishna and cornering kids with aggressively banal chit-chat. "That's so funny you like the color blue. I like turquoise. We're so similar." I did this until my art teacher, Mr. Posner, pulled me aside. Mr. Posner was soft-spoken and wouldn't let us talk about the movie Silence of the Lambs because it contained violence against women. I hated him. "You don't have to give people candy to make them like you, Mindy," he said. "They will like you for you." I nodded meaningfully, knowing he wanted to see that my mind had been blown away by his awesome humanity. Then he took my Skittles, and I thought, what a load of garbage. At 12 years old, I had experienced enough to have zero faith in the power of my looks or personality to reel in friends I wanted so badly. I needed my Skittles. The next day, I brought in more, and Mr. Posner called my parents. The Skittles stopped, and I wished that Mr. Posner was trapped in the bottom of a well and later killed, like in Silence of the Lambs. My parents encouraged me to play field hockey, where I eventually did end up making a few friends. I remember that time as one of the most stressful periods of my life.